96 and 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
Dude, I beat the fuck out of that judo heavyweight. He was 280 pounds, man. Justin Gilman, MMA fighter. I stepped up the comp. Okay, Justin Gilman was better. I still beat his ass. I beat everybody's ass. I'm number one, man. It's on video, man. That right hand I hit him with, man. If I hit Deontay Wilder like that, knowing that Deontay Wilder got a glass chin, man, I would fucking drop Wilder, drop him. I nearly dropped him 3 years ago. Look at that speed. It was the fuck, man. I'm so fucking fast. I was literally punching this motherfucker from different angles, hitting him with jabs, with hooks, right hook, left hook, jab. This motherfucker didn't know he was lost. But who wouldn't be lost? Hey, 196 lost. Okay? You delusional haters are full of shit. Everything you type, listen, you people are sick. I've been saying it. I've been proving it. I proved it again today. Four more to go till 200. You think I'm done at 200? I'm going to take a long break after 200, but I'm not done, son. Not done. Going for 300, 400. Listen, man, these milestones, these round numbers, you know, like when it's literally all said and done, I'm going to have, well, I already have hundreds of wins. I'm going to have 400 or 500 wins, maybe more. Maybe 600, maybe 7, maybe 1,000 wins. But one thing is fact, I'm never going to have a loss. Never going to have a loss. You know what I'm saying? And me and my girlfriend broke up yesterday. This new girl I met, super into me, she was kind of crazy, though, because, you know, she was, like, jealous on the second day. Like, my homie called, she's like, "Who's that? Is that a girl?" And I'm like, "Well, you barely know me, and you're already asking, you're already..." No, I mean, I like it when a girl's jealous and, like, she's like, but we just fucking met, you know what I mean? That's kind of, imagine if I stay with her in, like, a year past, you know, she'd be grabbing my phone, like, listen, whatever. I didn't even say a word about that. But then what happened was she looked up the Daria, she's like, "Oh, my God," because I did say somewhere that the divorce is almost done, and I told her that we were divorced, you know, and she's like, "Oh, so you're not divorced. You're still with her." I'm like, "No, officially, yeah, but I'm separated, you know. Yeah, I'm still married with Daria, but I'm separated. We don't talk. We lost contact. I fucking dumped her." I'm like, I told her, "It's all about you, baby," and then this bitch just went bad shit. And I don't know. Maybe we'll get back together. We'll see. I don't know. I'm not counting on it. But see, what I'm trying to say is that despite, like, come on, 99.9.9% of fighters, if they had a breakup with a girlfriend, doesn't matter if it's long distance, if it's, you know, in person, whatever. Any, a breakup with a girlfriend, it stings, man. It stings a lot. But, and to go the very next day, the very next morning, and to perform at the level that I performed today, legend. The GOAT, Charlie Zelenoff. Now, I can sit back and watch the NBA Finals, man. Cleveland Cavaliers, they're gonna reign supreme, man. I was a Cavs fan the whole time. I was just messing with these delusional haters. Now I'm laughing at them. Score the win, man. Oh, yeah, my jumper, man. Still got that wet jumper, man. So that long range three, that shit was nothing but net, baby. Look, man, I'm a winner. You know what I mean? The best boxer in the world. I was, you know, a phenomenal basketball player in high school. I played high school ball. I'm a winner. I get beautiful women left and right. My ex-wife, goddess, model. My ex-fiance, goddess. My next girl, come on, you all know she's going to be a 10 out of 10. I'm going to keep her. You know? Actually, I plan to hook up with this chick, but she lives really close to me. I know her, so yeah, I'm gonna ask her out. You know, later today. Yeah, it didn't work out with the long distance chick. I don't know. You know, maybe after Daria, it's just, I don't know. Maybe it's not meant. It's not meant for me to go back there, but we'll see, man. and the new girl that I broke up with, whatever, she told me to get back with Daria, and I was like, I don't want to. I'm like, I could. Hey, fat boy in Ukraine, he has literally zero experience in fighting. Are you kidding me, man? I would put that guy in a coffin. It's not about that. Daria, three times, no, man. Beautiful girl, but not the one for the champ, man. I deserve better. I can get a girl just as hot that doesn't do fucking drugs and alcohol, man. I can't. Look, man, I am a world-class boxer. An athlete of the highest level. I can't be with a girl that... Yeah, Daria, one night stands, but see, look, she loved me, and I really loved her, too. The love was mutual, but we were just different people, man. I'm, like I said, I'm a world-class boxer. She's the type of dude that should be with a, like that fat guy, he's more than 100%, he's some drug dealer or something. Yeah, man, I mean, yeah, so fuck that. It's the past, man. I fucked her, I married her, I did it all with her, man. 2 years I kept her. 2 years I had the same woman. So believe it. I'm gonna get married again. The second wifey, I'm gonna keep her. Like, I'm not gonna dump her. She's not gonna dump me. It's gonna be. Trust me. Second, the first time it was just like a trial and tribulation type marriage, like experience. You know what I mean? The second one is gonna be the one. I'm telling you. But stock boxing. Yeah, the right hand I hit him with to start the fight, that was a bomb. That was a bomb. Great new gloves. I never trained with them. I didn't even train for this fight. Do you see what I'm talking about? That I'm a natural. I didn't even train for this fight. Look how I looked, man. Came out fucking guns blazing. Bam, 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 bam. Jab, hook. Fuck the movement, man. Ring generalship, man. No, man, this fucking clown, Muhammad Ali. What the fuck did I say about Muhammad Ali? Look, I'm not trying to insult some dead guy. All I'm trying to say is the obvious, that Muhammad Ali is not in my league. I proved it again today. That speed and power that I show today, no fighter. Don't fucking kill yourselves, you delusional, demented, deranged haters. No fighter on this planet has that kind of hand speed, has that kind of jab, has that kind of power in his hooks, has the ability to beat heavyweights 120 pounds heavier than him. No fighter has it. And never will have it. And never had it. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time, not just your time, but of all time. You know, they say, oh, this fighter is the best of his generation. I'm the best of any fucking generation, meaning I'm better than anybody that came before me, and I'm better than anybody right now, and when I retire, nobody will ever surpass me. The greatest of all time, motherfucker. You saw it today. That right hand speaks for itself. Those left hooks, oh, that second left hook, whoo! She was like poetry in motion, man. That last jab that I ended the fight with, man, before the staff came in and separated it, I was beating his ass so bad, the motherfucking staff had to stop that shit, man. Staff saved his ass, saved his life. I would have knocked his ass out like the Kung Fu champion, man. Dude, that fight was on its way to being like a KO. Yes, points win, but I was about to knock him the fuck out, whatever. It was a great win. Flawless win. Didn't even get hit. Yeah, good luck hitting a guy that throws like 5-6 punches a second, man. You know what I'm saying? Charlie Zelenoff is number one, man. 4 wins away from the promised land. 200-0, man. Man, I'm ready at the pinnacle of promised land. 196-0. It's a record that no fighter has ever achieved and will ever come close to, like, they talked about Chavez was, like, 100, like, well, no, he was, like, no, he never got to, Chavez was, like, 80-something and 0 or whatever, 70, yeah, something like that, 88, and Ray Robinson was, like, 123 and 1 or something. Okay, well, these, I would kill these guys. They're way too small, man. Derek the Giant, judo motherfucker, Wilder, Sambo Russian. Okay, Sambo Russian, you know, was obviously better than my opponent today, but he also got fucked up. Do you understand what I'm saying? It doesn't matter who I fight. That kind of speed and power would beat anybody. And what, Joshua? People at the gym were taking photos of me, and like, some fans were like, yo, you should fuck up Anthony Joshua. I'm like, what? Anthony Joshua? You know, like Allen Iverson, the practice. Y'all talking about Joshua? On the real, you talking about Joshua? Wait, who? You talk, man, I would beat the British out of him, man. Wake up. Go on YouTube, listen, man. I know that, you know, it's like kind of like the cliche, like the TV is above YouTube. Yeah, okay. That's why they were selling me short for a long time before, until I proved that I'm the ultimate champion and everything. But the best boxer in the world is on YouTube, not on the television. Today I showed everybody again. There's no surprise to me, man. I know I'm the best. You know how many boxers backed out, some black belt martial artists backed out. The judo guy, right away he said, let's do it. He saw that he had the weight advantage. He knew he would be losing on points. He thought that he could catch me with a lucky shot and pull a fluke. That's why he accepted the fight. He had no fucking chance. There's no way that guy would hit me. And even if he would, nothing would have happened. I would have just knocked him, sparked the fuck out. I was beating it. I literally made that judo fighter a punching bag on video. And you delusional haters, Nicholas Stanley, hey, faggot, you sat at home today, and what happened? What'd you do? You play with your dog? Your dog shit the bed? No, wait, your dog, you shit the bed, bitch. You're sitting at home, doing nothing, no girlfriend, no fights. Yeah, listen, I'm tired of mentioning this schizophrenic kid from Michigan, man. The kid is literally a troll. He's not a fighter. He lives in his own world. He sits at home. I mean, the guy literally sits at home his whole life. I mean, like, he doesn't have a wife. You don't play basketball. You don't box. You don't do anything. You need help. Hey, you saw that jumper though, man. Shit was wet, man. Listen, man, basketball is just a hobby. In boxing, I'm world class. I'm the greatest of all time in boxing. Basketball, I was a phenomenal high school player. I could have went pro, but it wasn't my passion. It's a sport that I really like, that I enjoy to watch, and a sport that I was really good at. I used to play one-on-one for money. I played. I used to win. You know, won some, lost some. Yeah, won some, lost some in basketball. In boxing, won them all. But yeah, I played with N1 players. You know, man, they're not that good. They can dunk and all that fancy shit. But they, dude, with those 3-pointers, man, fuck. I beat a lot of them one-on-one. N1 players. They came to Poinsettia Park. I live like a block away from there. There was some tournament, man. Yeah, I beat a lot of N1 guys. But yeah, I played with some of the best high school players, college players. Fairfax, man. I played Fairfax. I didn't play high school for them, but I played high school for another team, and I was the best player on the team. I started as a sixth man, and they moved me into the starting lineup, and I just completely You just saw today, the three-pointers, man. But I was really good. I could drive to the basket. I was, you know, exceptional passer, too. I could play the point. But, in boxing, with that kind of speed and power, man. Greatest of all time, baby. You've seen it again. 197, it's going to be another beatdown. 198, another beatdown. When I'm 198-0, or even when I'm 197-0, the next, like, because you notice how I got 3 wins in a day this year? And then I came back, got through. Yeah, so when I'm like 197-0, I may just go to the gym and just pop three different motherfuckers and just finish it off, 200. Well, when I'm 198 for sure. 199 and 200 is going to be scored in the same day. There's no way I'm just going to, like, get 199 and just sit at 199. No, no, no. 199 and 200 will be scored in the same day. That's a cakewalk. I scored 5 wins in a day before. 2 wins, and that's a cakewalk. I'm just going to knock out 2 fucking heavyweights, and that's a outbox or knockout. No, 200 is going to be a knockout, man. KO or TKO, 200 is going to be a knockout. I mean, I'm thinking for 200, okay, since Wilder doesn't want to fight, I already beat him. Me and BJ Flores, a paid professional actor who's fucking horrible. Literally, Wilder, fuck it. He's an average fighter. I'll give him that, Wilder. But BJ Flores is a below-average fighter, gun-shy. My style, do you see? Like, I'm just a high-volume puncher, man. I would fucking kill him. Me and him have bad blood. We talked on the phone. We were yelling, screaming at each other. We were, like, arguing, threatening each other. This guy didn't do shit. I told him, come to Vegas. First I said, come to L.A. He didn't want to do it. He said, come to Arizona. That's how it ended, by him giving the excuse. I said, Las Vegas. First he agreed to the Las Vegas fight. And I ended up beating Adam Leroy, a much better fighter than fucking this fucking actor Flores clown. But I still have his number. I could call him and be like, bitch, 200-0, coming soon. You know what I'm saying? You can be the victim. That's it. He's terrified of me. He's terrified. He knows he would get his ass kicked. That's why he doesn't want to fight. These TV fighters are fucking horrible. I would smash BJ Flores. I would annihilate Triple G. I would annihilate, man, Mayweather Jr. is too small for me. Come on, man. You all know I would beat him. Come on. That's I don't even have to, you know, debate that. I already beat Deontay Wilder in the ring. I crushed him with that left hook. I beat Derek the Giant. Derek Rouse is the best boxer from Box Rec. And the best boxer in the world beat him. I beat Derek the Giant on video. He was 300 pounds. He weighed even more than the motherfucker I beat today, the judo guy. Hey, but I'll tell you what, that judo motherfucker in a street fight? Oh, he was just fucking, I mean, them judo, that's a different style. Okay, boxing match. Okay, but he got outboxed by the fucking GOAT. I can make anybody look like that, man. Justin Gilman got his ass beat. Okay, Justin Gilman was better. Yeah, obviously. He was better, but he still got his ass beat, man. Today was a great win, and nobody can take it away from me, man. And the next 4 wins are gonna be lopsided, great victories. Listen, man, that explosiveness, that speed, that power, and the experience, everything. I'm in my prime. In my prime. And I'm only, like, well, this is the beginning of my prime. My prime is going to continue to get better, man. When I'm 29, well, I'm almost 29. When I'm 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, I'm going to be even stronger. My experience will keep growing. My confidence will keep, dude, I'm going to fucking, I'm going to completely, like, I already took over boxing. I'm going to literally, like, when it's all said and done, the only name you're going to, like, you know how they say, oh, name, did you beat this name, did you beat that name? The only name that will be remembered and acknowledged and appreciated is Charlie Zelenoff, motherfuckers. I promise you.